Man, they can't silence Dan Conifer with matters sporting. Dan.
Well, morning, John. Sachin Tendulkar has announced his retirement from one-day international cricket. Just one day is for the moment, where he's also been absolutely prolific. 18,426 runs from 463 matches Sachin Tendulkar has amassed in his one-day career. Part of the winning World Cup team in 2011 for India, and earlier this year recorded his 100th international century. That's in both forms of the game, the 50 over and the test matches, with 114 against Bangladesh. So
doesn't really count, does it, Dan? Doesn't really count.
It's a bit harsh. Bangladesh are on the up as a cricketing nation.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing well. And Sachin Tendulkar bowing out of the one-day formats, hope that it'll prolong his test career and certainly give the one-day team a chance to build before the 2015 World Cup as
well. So he's inverted. It's the inversion of what Ricky Ponting's done, isn't it? Ricky's left the test arena but is still playing the shorter form of the game, yet the little master has done the opposite.
Exactly right. And it'd be interesting to see what the Indian press have said about Tendulkar over the years, because there was mountains of pressure on Ricky Ponting before, in the years leading up to his retirement. Speaking of the man, he got man of the match. He won man of the match in the Hobart Hurricanes win against the Sydney Thunder yesterday at Belrive. 12,000 people down there in Hobart taking a look.
There mustn't have been much happening in Hobart. I don't want to be unkind, Dan.
It's about 5% of their population.
Yep.
You mentioned before the Sydney Thunder. It's been 1 year and one day since they've won a match in this Big Bash competition. The last time they had a win was against the Adelaide Strikers on December 23, 2011.
Isn't that extraordinary?
It's a drought.
It is a drought. Who's the coach? You may not know. No idea? No. But you'd think the coaching staff would have to be looked at, Dan, wouldn't you?
There seems to be less scrutiny on the coaching staff, on the captaincy, on these Big Bash teams in terms of their form, as opposed to other forms of cricket and other sports, especially rugby league and AFL in Sydney and Melbourne, respectively.
And this you may not know either, but are these just private franchises, Dan, or are they run by, the South Australian Cricket Association or the West Australian Cricket Association? What's the story?
I think they are private franchises. I think that was the big change when they moved from the New South Wales Blues competing in the 2020 competition prior to last season to it turning over to the Big Bash.
Big Bash. So who owns the Sydney Strikers?
Interesting.
We don't know.
Who's owning these teams?
It could be
a controversy there.
All right. Anything else?
A bit of controversy over in English football with Chelsea 8-0 over Aston Villa, and in another match over there, Manchester United manager Alex Ferguson has called for Swansea defender Ashley Williams to be banned after he appeared to deliberately kick the ball at Robin van Persie.
Is that right? Yeah. And I take it that news was put in, Dan, because of your father's particular interest in that team.
I've been heavily pressured to mention football news on this segment, John. Heavily.